This is a Relate single from Zendesk.
Zendesk builds software for better customer relationships.
We, as a family, go up to Temperance River pretty much every year. So the Temperance River it's very beautiful. You can see waterfalls coming down from upriver, flowing into Lake Superior. The rocks, there's sheer rock cliffs, and the waters, especially by the falls, is always very white and rapid. So my brother and I, because we had cliff jumped there before, we knew that people had a tendency to lose things, sunglasses, watches, rings, things like that. And so knowing that there was potentially treasure in the river, we bought some snorkels and goggles and flippers and some flashlights so we could go down, go under, and see if we could find anything that was of any value.
Chris Flores doesn't have much luck on his treasure hunt. All he finds is a waterlogged skateboard and some concrete junk. But his brother has a bit more luck. He comes up with a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, a gold ring, and a GoPro. You know, one of those small little video cameras people use to capture action shots. Those. So, a week later, the trip's over, Chris gets home and plugs in the camera. He doesn't know how long it's been at the bottom of the river, so he's not even sure if it'll work. But amazingly, it does.
The first video that I saw was a video of police officers clearing a house, all dressed up in SWAT gear.
Police department, door's locked! Police department, door's locked!
You know, the rifles and the handguns and the helmets and things like that. And so... So I was a little nervous at first, but after I saw the videos of the SWAT team, I continued looking and I saw a video of a man with his family, his kids jumping into his arms off of a dock, what looked to be his father, and watched the very last one as he jumped in.
One, two, three.
The camera came off of his head and you watched as the bubbles floated to the surface as it came to rest on the bottom of the river. And within a couple minutes, actually, fish were swimming by it, and it sat down there for about, I want to say, 10 or 15 minutes before it stopped recording.
Chris is excited he found a GoPro and wants to keep it, but he knows in his gut he needs to try to get in touch with the man in the video.
Because I know how important family videos can be, and you never know what's happened in someone's life. So I thought it would probably be important to try to see if I could figure out who he was and at least return the videos to him.
So Chris does some detective work. He rewinds through the footage back to the SWAT video, rewatches it, examining it for clues. He notices a shoulder patch on the jacket of a police officer. He pauses the video, zooms in, and takes a screenshot. The patch says Chisago County SWAT. So Chris looks up their number, calls them, and leaves a message saying he's found the camera.
It was almost a year later from the date that I had lost the GoPro.
This is Kyle Pilston.
And I was out mowing my lawn, I remember it pretty clearly, and my phone vibrated and I looked at it and I had a text message from the team leader of our SWAT team that said he had gotten a voicemail from somebody saying that he had found a GoPro in the Temperance River. And I'd just forgotten about it, never thought I'd see it again, and then out of the blue, he had found it. He mailed me the SD card. I asked him if he had a GoPro. He said he didn't. I said, I'd love for you to keep it as a way to say thank you for finding my camera and calling me up. So he did that, and it was exciting to get that in the mail and stick it in the computer and watch the footage.
A local news reporter in Minnesota heard about this story and interviewed Chris and Kyle for the evening news. It was the first time they'd met. It wasn't till after the story aired that Kyle learned the real reason why Chris tried so hard to find him.
About 3 years ago, I was home with my daughter, Morel. She was 4 months old at the time. When my wife left, she put Morel on the bed next to me. And when I woke up at about, I want to say 9 or 10, she looked at me and smiled. I was laying there for maybe a minute when she started gasping for air. I didn't know what was happening. She was just making deep gasps, and so I grabbed her and picked her up, and I said her name, Morel, Morel, trying to get her attention because something was going on. And then her body went limp, her hands went to her sides, and her eyes rolled back in the back of her head, and her head just kind of lolled back. I tried to find a pulse, couldn't find one, so I ran downstairs to grab my phone, called 911, ran upstairs. As I was talking to them, the 911 operator was telling me, okay, you need to give her CPR.
Give her two more puffs of breath, okay?
Okay.
And then I want you to pump her chest 30 more times.
So I right away started giving her CPR, covered her nose and her mouth with my mouth, and gave her oxygen breaths, and then did chest compressions while trying to take instructions from the 911 operator. I did that for about, I want to say, 5 minutes, at which point the EMTs came and started shocking her. And I mean, after that, I was kind of, I don't remember a whole lot, if that makes sense.
Morel had a heart attack. Doctors told Chris and his wife that she had a tumor in her heart the size of a ping pong ball.
I didn't find out about it until I watched the story that Boyd Hooper had done on the local news station. I learned a lot more in that short story about who Chris really is.
Can you say hi?
Hi. I'm Chloe.
What's your favorite color?
Color? Green? I mean, everything around here.
The EMTs were able to revive Morel in the ambulance on their way to the hospital. She had an operation to remove her tumor, and today, 3 years later, she is a perfectly healthy little girl. Chris and Kyle have kept in contact. Their kids are similar ages. Their wives have become friends, and they even met up on vacation this past summer.
A few months ago, we found out that just coincidentally, his family and my family were going to be taking our vacations at the same time. We thought, hey, wouldn't it be great to go back to Temperance River where you found my camera, where I lost my camera? And both our families met at the Temperance River this year in August. And
we jumped off the cliffs, we hung out, we talked, and we swam most of the time. He's a great guy.
He is very easy to talk to, friendly. So I've appreciated and enjoyed getting to know him as a friend.
Listen to more Relate Singles and subscribe to full episodes of Relate wherever you listen to podcasts. For more articles on connecting to your customers in deeper ways, visit relate.zendesk.com. And to find out how Zendesk can simplify your customer interactions, head over to zendesk.com for a free trial.